In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machine Zone 1. 3, 2, 1.
They came in with a larger estimate for the U.S. crop. They actually raised it to 21.3 million bales. Their previous estimate was 20.7. Now, that's still down quite a bit from the 05 number of almost 24, but in general, a pretty good crop considering all the weather conditions we went through this year.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
About 60% of the crop's been picked, and so with that information coming in, it's led USDA to believe the crop's going to be a little larger than they originally thought. It's interesting that the adjustments in this most recent report came in a few of the states that were probably the most impacted by drought. For example, Texas's average yield was raised, as was the average yield in both Alabama and Mississippi.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They actually lowered their estimate for mill use by about 100,000 bales. So now their estimate stands at 5.2 million bales. So that is a problem. On the export side, they actually raised export estimates up to 16.2 million bales, which is 200,000 higher than what they had estimated in October.